pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At the pleasure of the rest of the members, I'm going to change the agenda and we'll put Nancy first so that you can do what you need to do and go.
Oh, thank you.
And then we'll do the attendance and the minutes and the rest of the stuff.
That's okay with me.
That's okay with everybody?
Most certainly.
Okay. My name is Kevin Storian. I'm the chairman of the board. I've been on the board for a couple of days. You know Bob Ray, introduce yourself.
I'm Ray Willis. I'm just the
vice chair of the board.
Vice chair of the board.
Vice chair. Okay. Do you want me to get up to the mic?
Well, they're recording it for the sake of,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, okay.
You can move it back if you want to.
Stand up at the mic. Okay, so my name is Nancy Sarsonello. I am a municipal planner. I brought along just a
thank you
copy of my long resume for you all.
Thank you.
So it says that I have over 25 years of experience. It's actually, I just calculated it, 27.
You want to give one of those to our zoning officer?
Oh, sure. Oh, sorry.
Say it.
I'm Mike.
Mike, nice to meet you. Mike, I'm Nancy. So 27 years of experience doing this municipal planning. So I'm located outside of Philadelphia, so about 2.5 hour drive from here. But I have worked in this area over the years. In fact, Solicitor Magnotta and I go back to time in Delaware Township, right down the road. I worked in Delaware Township on their comprehensive plan back in the early 2000s. I think it was 2006. And then they recently did an update to their comprehensive plan. And I should back up and say that at the time that I worked on the Delaware Township comprehensive plan, I was employed with a firm called Thomas Comita Associates. But I was a co-project manager on that project in Delaware Township. And then recently, over the past, I guess it was last year, Delaware Township updated that comprehensive plan, and I subcontracted to another colleague who had also worked at Thomas Comita Associates and went out on his own. So he and I did the update to the Delaware Township comprehensive plan recently. So I have been up in this area for a number of years now, partnered on a lot of projects in the area with Carson Helfrich. You might be familiar with that name. He's a planner in this area. Carson is now kind of retiring, so but he and I still partnered together on projects. He's still working on finishing up some projects. So between projects in Pike County, I also work in some municipalities in Monroe County, Carbon County, so up in this area in the Poconos. And so my work is primarily in zoning and subdivision ordinances, comprehensive plans, and currently I'm working in Pocono Township in Monroe County on their zoning update, zoning and Saldo update. Penn Forest Township in Carbon County recently hired me. They have a data center application, and so I'm working on a data center ordinance for that municipality right now. And then let's see, a couple more zoning projects down in southeastern PA in Chester County, two municipalities there, and then another in Delaware County that is comprehensive plan update. So, you know, I think I could bring a lot of experience and knowledge to Milford Township. I love the area. And I take any questions or...
You ready for questions?
What's that?
All right. In the past, we've worked with planners, and we've had a good planner that we really like, but sometimes planners tend to overwrite, and we like to see things done a certain way, and we wouldn't have a problem with that.
They tend to overwrite, you say?
Mm-hmm.
No, and you know, I neglected to mention that I did work on a small project here in Milford Township, which was an analysis of a zoning amendment, I think that was...
Is that the build-out
being considered? Yeah, so that was a build-out analysis.
That was my next question.
Yeah. So no, I mean, I think that my responsibility as a planning consultant is to, I come into a township, it's your township, you want your township to look and run the way that you want it to run. I feel like my job is to help to facilitate that to the extent that I, you know, bring my experience in and my knowledge from, you know, my profession and, you know, let you know what your options are, what, you know, current planning practice is, for example, now with the newer types of land uses that are coming into these municipalities, data centers, warehouses, those sorts of things. So to kind of alert municipalities that these are the things that are on the horizon, and how do you want to deal with it? So I will ask questions of you. How do you want to deal with this? Do you want this in your community? Do you, not that you can prohibit it from your community, but, you know, and how do you want this community to look? I don't think it's my job to come in here and say, I think you should do this, 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 and this. It's my job to say, you could do this, 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 and this. But really, I want to hear how you see the community and what your vision is and your plans for the community. And then I help to implement them. And if I think that, you know, you really shouldn't do that or you really can't do that, and, you know, I work with the solicitor to say, can they do this? You know, I will provide some guidance, opinion and guidance, but ultimately it's your community, so.
In the present time, we've been running into a lot of problems with the words may, shall.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we've heard you want to leave some wiggle room in it. And we may not want to leave wiggle room in certain spots.
Mm-mm. Right.
And second question was the build out.
Mm-hmm.
The build out that you did was based on what?
So there was an ordinance. Now this is going back about 6 years or more. So there was an ordinance that I believe the township was considering, an ordinance amendment that the township was considering for a portion of one of the zoning districts. And so the build-out analysis, so what I was asked to do was to say, if we allowed X amount of density in this area, how many housing units would that yield? And if we allowed this amount of, you know, if we allow X amount of density, what would that yield? If we allow Y amount of density, what would that give us? And if we allow Z amount of density, what would that give us? So using GIS mapping analysis, I ran the build out analysis to say, if, you know, you do X amount of density, this is the number of housing units, Y amount, this is the amount, and Z density, this is what you would get. And it might have involved, too, like commercial square footage. So it was estimating what the impacts of this, of these different scenarios would yield for the township. So it was just an objective analysis that, if you do this, this is what could result. If you do this, this is what could result.
Now I'm familiar with the ordinance. Are you?
No, I did not write the ordinance.
Well, I don't think that's the one I wasn't here for.
The ordinance.
Are you familiar with what they were trying to do?
Yeah, but that's when they kicked us off.
Yeah, that's when we weren't here.
Oh, okay.
That's when they could. So I think.
Well, I don't have firsthand. I read some of it.
I think.
I mean.
May I say, Nancy?
Yes.
I think, in fairness to Nancy, what they had at that point in time was there were certain supervisors that were looking for a predetermined answer. And they wanted their predetermined answer solidified.
Mm-hmm.
And you were put in a bad position because of that. I think what we're trying to ask is, we don't want you to be directed like that from us.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to, if you're going to work for us, to feel free enough to speak your opinion.
Right.
When we're steering ourselves in a corner, we want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these, I hope I'm not stepping on your toes.
No, you know more about it than I do.
Some of these preconceived notions and stuff that we want to, we don't want to be put in that position. We want honesty from you.
Right.
And are we making a bad decision by what we're trying to do? That was a situation where they were trying to satisfy certain developers for certain purposes, and it wound up that development isn't even happening in that fashion. Mm-hmm. The same people are involved, but it's so it really was not, in my opinion, and Tony can weigh in if he wants to on this, in my opinion, that wasn't a good exercise.
I will say that, I mean, allow me to say this, please, that I did not take any, I have it here actually, the copy of it, I didn't take any position saying you should do this or you shouldn't do this.
No, I'm not saying that you did, and I'm not putting
right.
But when you have marching orders, you need to come across with
that. My next question would be, what would be your opinion on what they were doing?
It was just an exercise of, you know, I was asked to generate numbers. So if we.
And that clearly was to justify a certain position. So I think that time has passed.
So if we do this many, if we do this density, this is what you would get. If you do this density, this is what you would get. So
So it was to clarify certain positions, and that's no longer an issue. Is that right, Tony?
Yes, I agree. That's no longer an issue.
Right. So. And I think where Bob was going before, Carson Helfrich wrote our original ordinance when he was pretty much starting out in business and doing that.
Right.
And then we went to Tom Shepstone. And the basic difference is Carson tends to so overthink that he tries to answer absolutely every question.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Shepstone is almost the other side of the pendulum. And they're both good at what they do, and they both are. So I think what Bob was asking before is, are you going to be somewhere in the middle of the road? Are you going to, where do you fall in those two? Because now you know both gentlemen, you know both of their styles.
Right.
You know, where do you fall in between? Is that a fair question?
That's a fair question.
Right.
that's a good question.
And I know I'm putting you on the spot. That's okay.
No, that's okay. I know both of them. I've worked with both of them. I respect both of them a lot. From my standpoint is I have, based on my experience and what I know is happening in the planning realm now and what's happening in municipalities in the region, is that, you know, based on what is needed here, I will bring to you, you know, options and tools and, you know, if, you know, you want, you know, how do we address data centers, how do we address warehouses, and I see that you're in the midst of doing that. you know, what is needed in your zoning or subdivision ordinance. So I would bring to you your options. You know, you can do this, you can do that, and this is what I think. From my professional planner, this is what you should do.
What he's asking is, what are your tendencies as far as how technical that you get and when you're in your verbiage on your writing particular
I think that you have to be, I would say I lean more toward the not so loosey-goosey style. I think I'm more of a cross your T's and dot your I's, you know, is, I mean, I think you have to do that or you will open yourself up to possible challenges. So I would lean more toward that end of the spectrum of making sure your ordinances are pretty tight. If you do a comprehensive plan, understanding that you know, the comprehensive plan should lay the foundation for the zoning. So you have a little more wiggle room in the comprehensive plan, but there should be some substance there to give you justification for why you're zoning the way you're zoning.
Kind of give you a feel where we're at. If it's too loose, we get stepped on.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too tight, we have no say. Yeah. So we're looking to be somewhere in the middle, probably more towards the say than mm-hmm. the loose.
Nancy, the township just completed and adopted a new comprehensive plan at the beginning of this year.
Right.
And the ordinance that's in effect was originally written in 1986 and was amended in 1997. And there's been a few amendments since then. But there's probably some work to be done on the ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so pretty much codifying the ordinance.
Yeah, the question I have is in working on ordinance sections, do you believe that it's better to specifically identify what factors are needed in order for land use to be appropriate, or do you leave it open to discretion of the Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors?
I like to give the Planning Commission and the supervisors some say through the process on, I mean, it's really a fine line. So in some regard, you need to be somewhat specific so that, you know, you don't have developers running roughshod all over the township.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, so you do have to, you know, have it somewhat tight. On the other hand, I like to give kind of a relief valve for the Planning Commission and supervisors to be able to, like, negotiate or,
with
you
the
know,
use
get
of conditional
some of
uses, is that where you're going?
Conditional uses and using language that can, you know, so you might have a regulation that's somewhat restrictive, but then some language that might say, you know, or, you know, in the alternative, this subject to the approval of the Board of Supervisors. So that gives you a little flexibility in terms of how you can, the Planning Commission, the Board of Supervisors can sort of fashion the way it looks.
So you're saying have a basic plan, but expandable with approvals?
Basically.
Just so you know, we're not this tough to work with. It's only because you're here for an interview.
Right. And, you know, when I write these, too, I go back and forth with you know, the planning commission or a committee that's working on writing the amendment. So,
well, that's the only way you're going to get a good product,
though, right? And so you know, for example, right now, today, in fact, in a township working on their data center ordinance, and part of it has woodland protection and replacement standards. And so
I read part of that. That's in one of the example ones, yeah, that you did.
Get Tony sent us.
Yeah, and that gets very confusing.
Right. And
how do you work
so
that
I
out?
So I wrote it initially, and then one of the committee members wanted it to be tightened up, and he has some experience in forestry. And so working with that group, we tightened it up and made it more, you know, so for example, there's a large tract and someone's going to clear a lot of woodland. They have to replace a certain amount of that woodland. And so typically the way woodland protection standards and replacement standards are written is they're not that good, honestly. And so we came up with a method that would require the developer to sample areas of the forest that they are going to disturb, and then calculate how many trees they're removing and how many trees they then have to replace. So we've worked through this
process.
Where
do they replace these trees, though?
To do that, right? And then he said, and then we said, well, we need to do like a little bit of an out, because this is a pretty rigorous process that we're making the developer go through, the applicant go through. And on a huge track, this might be really like tough to do. So we wrote in kind of a relief valve that says that, or they can, you know, present an alternative methodology subject to the approval of the Board of Supervisors. And so that kind of gives them, the supervisors, the room kind of to
alter.
Yeah.
But my curiosity is, what is the primary purpose of that? You're going to clear cut and then have them replace forestation. Makes no sense to
where
me.
Though? That's, yeah, what I'm like.
On
so
site?
When they have
on site
to,
or another piece of,
well,
land?
It can be on site, so they have to put in a buffer yard. So there's a large buffer yard that's required, so they can use those plantings in the buffer yard along the perimeter. And then they can also plant them in township owned or other, you know, tracts, or pay a fee in lieu to the township. So
they're gonna wind
up paying a fee.
Or they can, or the board can reduce the amount of trees that are required. And so that is an issue. So if there's a lot of tree clearance, there's going to be a lot of replacement trees. And so they can adjust the calculation.
But in the country like this, and where they were talking about that, where do you find the places to put that many trees if you do that large of a clear cut? It makes
so
no
they
sense.
They don't have to replace every tree that they cut.
No, I understand,
right?
That.
And it's,
yeah,
only over a, they have a certain allowance that they're allowed to clear. Beyond that, they have to replace.
Right, I see. Yeah, right? I read,
yeah,
that. But then, you know, like, it's still, we're developing so much, the propensity is to be cutting trees, not putting.
So what do they,
right,
do?
So
just dense, just make the buffer zone more dense than it is?
And we're talking,
like,
for a data center here. So yeah, they want a big, dense buffer to help with the noise.
That's fine, but you can do that in a buffer zone.
Right.
Huh, interesting. Well, we're getting off the track.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So the point is, it is the process of working with the township, with the committee, whoever's, you know, either it's the planning commission or zoning committee that's you know, coming up with the ordinance. I'm writing it, and again, saying this is what's happening. You know, there are model ordinances, but in many cases you should go be more, more restrictive than some of the models, depending on the land use and working with the individual townships to tailor it to what works for them.
So you got a pretty thick skin. You can deal with whatever
I've been doing this for 27 years and I'm still doing it. Good so, deal. Yeah.
Do you work on grant applications for comprehensive plans and sewer plans and those kind of things that you would be involved with? Do you do any of the work to get the money from?
I do. I have done grant applications. I haven't with this for sewer. I would most likely, I could assist with maybe your. I don't have a lot of experience doing applications for sewer. So that's not my specialty.
But you're willing to work on grants that would come to you that would
Oh, yeah.
Be, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, the one comprehensive plan I'm working on now in Delaware County, I wrote the grant application for that. And
okay.
I got funding
What are your fees when you're writing that? Or is that?
Same as what's on my fee schedule.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that, but it with grants, whether they're coming to you, if there's a different, you charge that much money up front when you're writing a grant.
Right.
Right. But
yeah.
You would be willing to give an estimate of what that grant writing is going to be so that we know going in.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next question I would have is our zoning. I know you couldn't give an idea on cost, but what we need done is the zoning book to be gone through because we have a lot of contradictions.
Mm.
And we have a couple of ordinances that the state overwrote.
Okay.
And those have to get straightened out. So I don't know if you would actually call
now,
it a full codification
I thought I
of the
saw,
ordinance.
Was your ordinance recently updated or is your map? I saw a date of like June of 2025. Is that the zoning
map? That's the
map. Just the, okay,
that's
the map.
The map.
Okay.
Yes, that
the
was...
The ordinance hasn't been amended since 2017, Nancy.
Okay.
And right now, the Planning Commission has been more or less given the task of taking a look at zoning standards and areas for warehouses and data centers.
Okay.
So those are the two main items that we're looking at right now.
Well, you're going to put a moratorium in, so we have to do the.
Supervisors are going to pass a moratorium on applications for data centers for 180 days while they lock the doors.
So we got to do the data center deal.
Yeah.
We got to get that done now ASAP.
Right. And that's the situation in this other township that I'm working on the data center ordinance for. It's a 180-day moratorium.
Yep, they're doing the same thing. And John Fuller is working on the warehouse ordinance.
Yeah.
Right.
My fear with the data center is now they're speaking about building small generator facilities just for data centers as well, so we better add that on to our ordinance because they're basically small, but they're going to put small nuclear plants.
But it's actually that's in that the one from the county.
I read into something. It seems like there's a big discrepancy between some of the model ordinances and some of the ordinances that have been passed. Some of them require a 10-acre minimum, and I saw one in Archbald that requires a 120-acre minimum, Archbald Borough.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not exactly sure where you stand on that.
Well, Archbald is laid out funny in the coal country up there. That's a huge borough.
Right.
It is.
Yeah, that's a huge borough.
So they have 120 acres.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a small town, but then there's a lot of larger parcels. Many of the boroughs in this area are like that.
Yep.
Jimthorpe Borough, Lansford Borough, Summit Hill Borough. There's a small town, but then there are large tracts of land that are also part of the borough.
Right, and have you planned for those situations?
Yes, okay. I've worked in all of those.
You're familiar with the
Thanksgiving.